Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Missy Moreno.
Ryan Edward.
Our guest contributor, here to talk about some delicious food that we enjoyed at Lydia's. Lydia's Pittsburgh recently at Il Meglio de Du Mondi, which I believe is the best of both worlds.
And it wasn't even on a Monday.
It was on a Wednesday. but the best of both worlds, yes. Being in this case the delicious food paired with Italian beers. And I had not even, prior to this, considered Italy as a beer destination.
Right. Only the South Side for me, personally. The only beer destination I know of.
I think you know more. I actually do.
I try to keep that top bar.
Did
though.
You see the article recently that Pittsburgh, of all the cities in America, has the most bars per capita?
I know that from being a Just Ducky tour guide.
I would never have guessed that.
Yeah. In the South Side specifically, that was a Guinness record.
That's insane.
Well, not like a Lucy record.
Oh, yeah. Lucy Goosey.
That's an inside.
But the best of both worlds dinner, which was at Lydia's on December 11th, some incredible pairings of beer with some elegant Italian dishes.
Italian, yes.
Yeah, and I was really impressed because typically you think of pairings, you think of wine. Mm-hmm. But what I want to say off the bat about this, I mean, the food was delicious, the beers were exquisite, but the pairings that Chef Wojtych and Adam Grainer did were perfect.
Actually perfect. I've never knew that beer could make something taste better. I usually use the beer to numb the taste buds to do other things with myself. But this, it highlighted, as we will note throughout
right.
our
and I
journey.
Get to, I mean, as you can, I'm a cocktail person.
Really?
You know, I'm not really, I know. I'm not really too much of a beer guy.
Miller High Life in a long stem is a nice Saturday afternoon.
That is living the high life for you. I know. But, you know, when I go to a brewery or somewhere that makes its own beer, I'll get into it. But
yeah.
As far as pairing it with dinner, I had never put that much thought into it. But these guys clearly did, and it paid off.
Incredibly.
So it started with some little appetizers, a little appetizer station. And
which would have been an awesome, like, home-cooked meal by Mama.
And that was, like, kind of a bonus. And it looked like some sort of a lightly fried artichoke and bruschetta, which,
Oh, that part. Yes,
right,
yes,
we went
yes,
over to the little station.
Did.
So that was just sort of to wet the palate
and
a little
I
bit.
And I took a free magazine because they were there.
I think you took a couple.
I was hoarding it for...
Yeah, your coat when you walked out was, like, six times the size when you walked in. And you're just like, whoop, just ate a lot, you know?
I got read materials for the throne
mundo,
a little later. No.
Mucho manja.
But, yes.
But the first official piece on the menu was the ricotta and butternut squash tart.
Guys,
this was
get
incredible.
The recipe on Pinterest if they even know about it. They don't even know. It's out of this world. It was like better than any macaroni and cheese and
it was.
Fuck, I was like all of my childhood dreams wrapped into a square.
This thing showed up on the table. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
because you
either.
Think tart, you think sweet,
yeah.
Kind of. And it was. It had a very natural sweetness. I think the squash gave it a sweet taste. And the ricotta being very, very mild cheese, it was a nice blend. But this thing was like
cornbread on crack.
Yes!
It was...
In my dream world, there was, like, bits of cheddar in it, but I'm probably making my own version of the recipe.
I think that was the squash.
Was it? Yeah.
But it was... That alone could have been a meal.
Because usually, when food is that good, I just heap it in as fast as I could, but I actually took the time to look at it. I was like, let me see what this masterpiece is.
Yeah, you managed to be there about an hour, so you paced yourself.
For one of the first times in life, in the Strip District, I paced myself in the Strip District.
But ricotta and butternut squash tart with a wild arugula salad. And the salad was very simple. I was like, where's the ranch?
Where's the Hidden Valley?
But all it needed, you know, arugula has a lot of flavor, but just sort of lightly salted. And it was such a great compliment.
It was the first time I liked salt. I was like, chomp, chomp on the little salt cube. Mm. And I was delighted.
And the beer that was paired with it. And of course, you know, we're going to probably butcher these Italian names. But Piccolo Birrifico.
Oh, that was really good. Birrificio.
Right, maybe that Seasonette.
Piccolo Birrificio.
Farmhouse. And this, I thought was an excellent pairing. The beer was a little sweet to kind of complement the tart, but didn't outdo it.
No, it highlighted it.
It was zesty, is what I had noted from that. It was an excellent pairing.
I noted it was like a fruit Capri Sun.
You know, I think actually that's what the manufacturer says about it, too.
Right, I think that's on the label.
But it was a great start. And then we moved to the tortellini zucca, which was roasted pumpkin tortellini, toasted almond, and sage brown butter.
All of those words make me happy before you even eat the thing.
This was delicious. That tortellini, which they do make fresh in-house, by the way. And you really could tell.
I mean, when you get
fresh pasta, you know the difference.
Yes.
So, and if anybody, I think, knows about fresh quality pasta,
it's
Lydia. So,
I would agree.
Good place to be if you're looking for good quality pasta. And this, I think, seasonal because, you know, we're in fall, winter right now. What I got out of this was the, more so than the pumpkin taste, the almond taste. And there were the roasted sliced almonds on the outside. But on the inside, too, I think there may have even been some almond flavoring inside the tortellini, which was interesting. And I don't know that for sure, but that's what I was getting, a very strong almond taste, which really kind of complemented the pumpkin well. But this, again, could have been a meal. Delicious.
And you remember, wasn't it with this dish that it had those little pizzelles? Remember when there's like this crunchy thing in it?
Was that the dessert?
No. Remember they brought us these bread plates?
Oh, yeah. That was just sort of like a bread...
Between the ricotta square and that thing, I was like, ding, 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 check, please. And there was more to come, and I couldn't believe it. But these little pumpkin things, they were like little baby pumpkin patches of the most sweet, beautiful goodness. Just like each bite, remember I chopped one in half just to check out this pumpkin situation going on inside. And it was a paste from the heavens.
Yeah.
The Italian heavens. It was just, it melted in your mouth, and I've never tasted a fresher noodle.
And for an Italian tortellini, I mean, you usually think maybe like red sauce or cream sauce.
Right.
There really wasn't anything like maybe traditionally Italian about this, but just good flavor and good quality
ingredients. You didn't need the red sauce.
Yeah.
Again, another dish where I wasn't requiring a ranch situation.
Yeah. And the beer that went with it was Via Emilia, Czech-style Pilsner.
And it was cold. It stayed cold the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a beer quality.
Well, they were bringing them from that chilled ice bucket that we were sitting right next
to.
So we got it.
It stayed cold for days.
And the beer, I felt, was mild because there was a lot of flavor going on in that tortellini. So, again, kind of like the tort, you didn't want to overshadow it. A brilliant pairing, again, that they did.
It did, exactly.
And that's the one thing that stood out with every one of these courses, just like the perfect complement of beer. And we talked to Adam afterwards and kind of said,
I even beckoned him over.
Because we said,
my compliments to the beer master.
Well, first of all, who did these pairings? We wanted to know, and it was he and Chef. And how do you go about that? And what he said was interesting. A lot of times that the beer would come first.
You know,
he would rather than try to pair a beer with the dish, he would try to pair a dish with the beer.
And saying, this beer does this to my tongue and I would love something tart and da 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 da. And he listed the roll call of what he would want to happen in his mouth, and the chef made it happen, and they just were high-fiving in the delicacies of the mouth.
A lot went into it. But this one I had zesty, full of fall. It kind of had like a, you know, did have some accents of a little bit of spice in there, but I did like that. And then the main course, which they call
secondi.
So yeah, maybe first course, second course.
Oh, right.
But this one was a little more substantial. And this, of course, was the grilled lamb loin chops, dried cherry red wine sauce, braised cabbage with prosciutto. Now, I'll say this. Probably the best lamb I've had in a long time.
Probably the only lamb I've had in a long time.
And I don't know if that's because it was maybe a loin chop. And, you know, typically maybe I haven't had that cut of lamb, but well prepared.
Yes.
Great taste to
it. One thing that was interesting, it was deceptive because it was kind of hard to cut into it. It was like, I felt like I was getting a Pilates workout. Exactly. And I'm a bone type of girl. We'll keep
I don't know what you mean by that, and I'm better off not knowing.
Exactly. No, but even to me, I was like, this is hard. But so I was like, oh no, is this going to be hard to chew? But it was not. That's what was so strange. It was
very mild.
The outside was a little rough, but then it just...
Well, it had a nice, like a nice sort of a grill on it.
Yeah, it had a grill on it. A nice casing, and then the inside was luscious.
And the surprise were the dried cherries and red wine sauce on top.
Which I was licking that plate clean.
But that gave it such a nice
pop of the juices or the sweetness in the meat that...
Now, I got to tell you, I wasn't a fan of the braised cabbage that was underneath
it.
I specifically
wrote, cabbage is baller.
Is that a positive thing?
It is a positive thing, especially for my neck of the woods. Yeah, it was... Which I can understand, and I'm a cabbage and halushki type of girl, a sauerkrauty type girl, but it was just... It was a nice, had a tang to it, which kind of cut through the cherries for me.
Yeah, it was sour, because I'm not a big sauerkraut fan. To me, it was a little too bitter, a little too sour, but it didn't, you know...
take away from anything?
No, I mean, because the lamb, to me, was so great in that cherry. But yeah, I wasn't digging the cab. But the prosciutto that was in there was good, too. But it just kind of had a little bit of a, you know, too sour for my taste.
I hate to compliment every aspect of it, but I loved it.
It's a good problem to have.
It is. Yeah. To just have cherry-colored glasses. Is that what they call it? Rose-colored.
And Birraficio Baladin, Super, was the name of this beer accompanied this.
Super. And that's what we said. This is indeed super.
And, you know, I was kind of expecting it to be... Now, it's called a strong pale ale. I didn't find it to be very strong, which is what was... I found it to be very mild, and lamb you kind of think of as a mild meat, so I think it paired well, but...
But again, I think the beer also had some type of berries. It had some type of fruit hints to the brew itself, which I was like, that is really helping this cherry situation out the sweetness.
It was sort of a darker amber beer, but not dark.
No, you know, of the three, of all so far, that was a little bit on the darker side.
For its shade, you know, I did find it to be mild. But again, the lamb was excellent, very tender, medium. And again, I couldn't think of a time where I had lamb quite that good.
No, I agree.
So then as if that were not enough. Oh, and again, I did note the cherries, too. I mean, that was a nice touch.
So good. And they were big enough that I was getting a flavor burst. Mm-hmm. It was like a sophisticated starburst situation.
And another thing that Adam told us were that not only pairing the courses with the beer, but pairing the courses together, you know, the antipasti, the primi, the secondi, and the dolci. He and Chef got all... courses that were indigenous to the same region, kind of like all the ingredients were from the same places in the world.
So if you, in Italy.
Right. So we feel like, you know, we weren't traveling, we weren't country hopping, we were in one place.
Like as if we took Shaq up there and just made that little village, we know how we'd be eating fine.
But it all complemented each other very well. So what grows together goes together, he said.
Yes, I wrote that as well. And I was like, now that's a t-shirt in the making. I hope to wear someday. While chomping on my lamb. Yes.
Let's grow together and go together. Fabulous.
Yes.
So as if that weren't enough, we were then treated to a dessert course, which was the chocolate torte with local honey sage gelato.
Which, when it arrived, I am from the Olive Garden mindset at times, where I'm like, where's my bigger brownie? So I was like, oh, this is... And it was just enough because it was so decadent.
Yeah, it was very dense. It was very good quality. You didn't need any more than that little square.
Nope.
Probably about an inch and a half by inch and a half, but that did it.
Because it was so rich through every
yep.
fork full of just every ingredient, brought together in harmony.
And I think that small, delectable desserts are really trending right now.
Mm.
So, you know, everybody just kind of wants those couple of bitefuls. But Right. Even in just a couple bitefuls, we were floored.
It was
a
whole
thing.
Dairy Queen situation.
I really
to the max.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to, I think, to be a Dairy Queen a long time to get that you know, kind of satisfaction out of that. But very well made.
Incredible. And the tart... Wasn't the ice cream had a different quality to it?
Honey sage gelato, which
and it says local honey.
Mm-hmm. And you don't really think about sage as being a flavor of ice cream, but it really worked, and it was complemented. And this was just a very small garnish, but it made such a big difference. A sugared sage leaf.
It looked like a Sour Patch Kid, yeah. But it was a sage leaf, yeah. And it was like.
And
absolutely.
That was sort of like the mint to finish it off. It was...
It did things to your tongue that were wonderful.
And did we have... The beer that went with this...
Yes, so I wrote a line on my menu here. It literally says, Sage made alive by the beer.
Hmm.
I felt the beer that was Birra del Borgo.
I don't know if that's right, but it sounds good.
It worked for me, to be honest, in that yeah. moment. Granted, I had all those beer in flux at that point. But, no, I felt that the beer, again, I've never had a pairing of beers with food items that caused your taste buds to pop with each thing you brought into your
pairing.
Mouth.
Yep, that's why, you know, a lot of thought goes into this. So that's the
absolutely.
Genziana.
It was like a magic show.
The Genziana was the beer that was paired with that. I did get a lot of fruit flavor from it.
Yeah.
I found it kind of, you know, simple, but very rich at the same time. I got some cherry taste from that.
Mm-hmm. I felt that it really lifted the sage that I never knew would complement chocolate so well. And I'm mm-hmm. definitely a sweet and salty kind of girl.
Yeah.
So to have that decadent chocolate that I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The sage just lifted it on a new level, and I couldn't have been more happier.
Yeah, so it was sort of a perfect cap on a perfect evening. And we should say, too, that we had delightful dining companions.
Oh, absolutely. The atmosphere in itself is a dining companion with those luxurious overhangings mm-hmm. of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Glasswork is
but,
just
we
crazy.
Were seated
but our
with,
lovely friends.
Yes, Emily and Liz from Whirl. We had a great time with them.
So
and
fun.
I think they enjoyed it, too. But,
yeah.
We had a lot of laughs, had a wonderful time. And yeah, Lydia's a beautiful atmosphere.
It was nice and cozy, and we were in that little nook, and the service was incredible. There was when we got our drink, we got the drink at the bar to mm-hmm. start. And I was like, should I carry my beer over? And this lady came over and was like, put it on my tray, and I'll carry it. And I was like... Fancy. But it's not like that's that big of a deal, but it was like the nicest touch of hospitality that I was like, well, I'm in love.
Yep. So you're well taken care
yes.
of there.
Yes.
So from beginning to end, it was a delightful evening. And, you know, a lot of these courses were put together especially for this dinner this evening, but Lydia's does do special dinners like this quite often, you know? So
I would recommend it to
yeah,
anybody.
Keep an eye out for them. Because especially when they do them well.
The pairings, I don't have the education, believe it or not, to be able to pair a Miller Lite with a cherry
yeah,
Pop-Tart.
Yeah, you're pairing it with Capri Sun, is what you were telling
right, I'm like, this Capri Sun really brings out the Cheez-Its in this. So that's a limit of my thing. So to be able to go down to the Strip, you know, in Smallman Street, walk in and have somebody take care of that and give me a palette of mm-hmm. experiential joy is something that is, like, worth any dollar I could put out there. I mean, that's what I want to go to, is have somebody who, that's their talent, that's what they do that for me. I'm like, yes, and I will bring every friend I know
yeah.
to an experience like that.
Thank God Martini's
there. Cool. Amen, sister.
Especially. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.